Let us travel once again into the Old Testament in search of Jesus. And when you know how to look and where to look, that search is quite easy. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 7, verses 14 through 16. Capitalization of a letter gives you the clue in this instance, starting with verse 14. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, capital S, and shall call his, capital H, his name, Emmanuel. Curds and honey, he, with the capital H, shall eat. That, again, capital H, he, may know to refuse the evil and choose the good. For before the child, again with the capital C, shall know to refuse the evil and choose the good, the land you dread will be forsaken by both her kings. Staying in Isaiah, moving up to chapter 9, verses 6 and 7. For unto us a child with a capital C is born, unto us a son with a capital S is given, and the government will be upon capital H his shoulder, and his name with a capital H will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his with the capital H government and peace, there will be no end upon the throne of David and over his with the capital H kingdom to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this.